From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has been indicted on corruption charges stemming from information taken from the so-called Panama Papers. His daughter, Mariam, and son-in-law, Mohammed Safdar, were also indicted. All three pleaded not guilty to the charges. Outside the court, Mariam Sharif again denied the allegations and characterized them as revenge. She also said the proceedings were a mockery of basic fundamental rights and the right to a fair trial. The Taliban attacked and killed Afghan soldiers at an army camp in the southern Kandahar province. Defense Ministry spokesman Dalet Waziri briefed reporters.
The enemies of our country attacked one of our camps in Maiwand district. In that attack, 43 army personnel were martyred, 9 wounded, 6 others are missing, and we only have 2 survivors. In total, there were 60 personnel in that camp. All the vehicles and equipment have been destroyed in the camp.
Waziri said the attack occurred late on Wednesday and involved 2 suicide car bombs, which then ignited hours of fighting. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's office said it planned a special cabinet meeting for Saturday to trigger Article 155 of Spain's constitution, which gives the government the power to take away some or all of Catalonia's autonomy. Hours earlier, Catalonia's leader Carlos Puigdemont said Catalan parliament will go forward with a vote on independence if the Spanish government does not engage in dialogue and follow through on its threat to strip the region of its autonomy. This is VOA News. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga said recent events has demonstrated his need to withdraw from the upcoming October 26 presidential election rerun.
The revelations which have come from Madam Akombe and the chairman's statement yesterday has basically confirmed our fears or confirmed our reasons for pulling out of this race. And it is now clear to everybody that conducive environment does not exist for a free and fair electoral process.
The ruling Jubilee Party filed a petition in the Supreme Court on Thursday, alleging opposition politicians were in contempt of court for obstructing a rerun by withdrawing from the race. United States senators are criticizing the Trump White House for not allowing its senior cybersecurity advisor to testify before the Armed Services Committee. Aman Azhar has the story.
GOP Committee Chairman John McCain of Arizona said the White House cited executive privilege and long-standing precedent against having staff not confirmed by the Senate appear before congressional oversight panels.
To me, the empty chair before us represents a fundamental misalignment between authority and accountability in our government today when it comes to cyber.
Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson suggested the committee consider issuing a subpoena to compel Rob Joyce, President Donald Trump's top cybersecurity advisor, to testify. McCain says he thinks that's an idea worth discussing. The hearing was called to investigate various government agencies' roles and responsibilities for defending the U.S. from cyber attacks. Aman Azhar, VOA News.
In an extended Oval Office meeting, Puerto Rico's governor pleaded with President Donald Trump for equal treatment for the hurricane-devastated island and repeatedly reminded President Trump that Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens.
I am confident that with your commitment, with your support, Mr. President, with your team's support, we will be able to come out of this in the long haul, together with Puerto Rico, give the U.S. citizens of Puerto Rico the adequate resources, treat us the same as citizens in Texas, in Florida, and elsewhere. We will come out of this stronger.
President Trump defended the federal government's response to the devastation left a month ago by Hurricane Maria. The president declared the response in Puerto Rico by the U.S. government a 10 on a scale from 1 to 10. Chile is welcoming 4 Venezuelan judges who oppose the government of President Nicolas Maduro. The judges appointed by Venezuela's opposition-controlled National Assembly took refuge in the Chilean embassy in Caracas in August and were later granted asylum. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.